my name's Chris Unit, and in the third of these briefcasts, going to have a look at the Arts Council England's Why the Arts Matter Advocacy Toolkit. It's 9 pages with a very brief introduction. It's quite to the point, this one, actually. It says, this toolkit is to help your organisation make a persuasive case that cuts to the arts should be as small as possible and that any reduction should be managed intelligently over 4 years to minimise the effect. They've got 3 top tips for making the case. Number 1, be positive in your approach. Aim to shape and respond to government policy rather than criticise it. Number 2, tailor your approach and tone to be in tune with the people you want to influence. Number 3, make the case collaboratively with other arts organisations. This will add weight to your message. So, yeah, this toolkit is designed to help you influence the government's spending review. The process is already underway, so the sooner you can do your bit to make the case, the better. And they've got some practical actions you can take to make the case for why the arts matter. Think about how the key messages apply to your organisation. Email your MP to tell them why the arts matter and how this applies to your organisation. Invite them to see the work of your organisation. Email your stakeholders to tell them why the arts matter, urging them to make the case to MPs. Tell your social networking followers why the arts matter to you. Ask them why they matter to them and urge them to make the case to local and national politicians. Update your website with content on why the arts matter and include this content in your newsletters. And include information on why the arts matter in your media releases and be interviewed, perhaps with representatives from the Arts Council, about arts funding. Those practical actions are fleshed out a little bit more in the rest of the report. And they've put together some key messages about why the arts matter, saying if we work together to use these messages, we can strengthen their impact. The messages are that the arts are essential to our quality of life. The arts are a UK-wide international success story thanks to sustained investment. The arts budget is tiny and the return on investment is huge. Sustained support of the arts will allow them to play a vital role in Britain's economic recovery. The arts are central to a government that places a healthy society at the heart of its agenda. And any cuts to the arts will have a disproportionate effect for a relatively tiny saving to the public purse. It says to tailor these messages so they're relevant to your organisation and to bear in mind the number of people you employ, number of people who attend performances, exhibitions, workshops, the secondary spend generated by the organisation, links to tourism, work with communities, young people, links to health regeneration and other agendas and a few others as well. There's then some talk about how to influence stakeholders and how to identify people who may be more influential than others. MPs are singled out, and it's got a list of people that MPs are influenced by. It also suggests harnessing the influence of board members, trustees, leaders and artists, maybe holding a session with them on making the case for the arts and working with them in the run-up to the spending review. It suggests using artist curators or artistic directors as potential spokespeople for any campaigns, and also suggests involving audiences, volunteers and any friends groups in making the case. For example, writing to their MP or getting involved in a social networking campaign. As far as making the case is concerned, there's some tips on how to work with MPs and other political stakeholders. Suggests that all MPs have influence that they can use in Parliament or in government. There's also some tips on working with the media. There's a sample press release that shows how you may be able to incorporate the key messages into your news releases, and some general tips on working with journalists. There's then some tips on how social networking channels could be used as an active part of making the case for the arts. There's also some talk about how to use e-newsletters or e-marketing to make the case, making sure that influential local people, including MPs, are on your... There's then some talk about how to use e-newsletters or e-marketing to make the case for the arts. It says that it's important to credit public funding by using grant logos on your website and all publicity materials. This will help people understand that the work of your organisation benefits from public money. And that's it. It's actually quite a short and concise document, and probably worth a little bit of a read-through. But that should summarise most of it. So... yep, thanks again. My name's Chris Unit, and this was the third in the briefcast series from Meshed Media. Thank you very much for listening.